With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not Stamos, and it's not Saget. It's the really good-looking one. Dave Coulier is on the hotline right now.
The talented super pilot,
Mr. Yeah, that's
Dave
him.
Coulier, sure.
Born September 21st in St. Clair Shores, Michigan. He took his start doing impressions of his teachers in high school to becoming one of the most sought-after voice artists in the country. He's best known for his work as Joey on the long-running series, Full House. You've seen him on the VH1 reality series, The Surreal Life, and on America's Funniest People. You can binge-watch all 5 seasons of Fuller House on Netflix, and this Sunday night, you can see him on the new season of Worst Cooks in America, Celebrity Edition on Food Network. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Dave Coulier.
Mr. Coulier, how have you been doing in quarantine?
I am good, sir, and thank you for bringing in on me into the show with a little Led Zeppelin, my top 5 favorite groups.
You, I don't believe for one second you're a terrible cook.
You know, I thought I was pretty good going into this show, but I realized...
Really?
I suck.
I don't...
Yeah.
I find it hard to believe, because you're so good at, like, everything you do. You're like, I'm going to write a children's book. I'm going to illustrate. I'm going to learn to be a pilot. I'm going to do comedy. I'm going to be in a movie. I'm going to do a TV show. And you're a sensitive guy, so I would think that would be in your arsenal of seduction to make at least 1 or 2 dishes really well.
That is very nice of you to say. Thank you. And I thought I was pretty good going into this, but I realized I didn't even know how to hold the knife properly, and I didn't know how to dice or chop or do any of the real fine tuning of what it is to cook, and flavor combinations, sweet and salty and sour and spicy, and there's a lot to learn. And when we went on to this celebrity cook show, or celebrity cooks, they told us, they said, this is boot camp, and it's going to be in the next 2 weeks like you are spending 6 months at one of the finest culinary institutes on the planet. And they weren't kidding, because they wanted to bring us up to, okay, why would I order this in a restaurant and pay $75 for this? That's the level they wanted to bring us up to, and they did.
And you feel like those meals because I can never quite wrap my head around the idea that the food I'm eating can be possibly worth $75, $85, and with the exception of you're paying for the entire experience, and I don't know why, but we do think the more it costs, the better it must be.
True, and there's also a lot of preparation that goes into things. Like, I never made a frittata in my life.
I don't know if I've ever seen one.
I didn't. Yeah, I mean, I've probably said Hakuna frittata a couple of times in my life. Got a strike when I was bowling and yelled out Hakuna frittata, but I didn't realize how much prep goes into just all of the different. If you're going to spice it, if you're going to put, what kind of meat are you going to put in? What kind? 2 different kinds of mushrooms, creme fraiche. I never said the words creme fraiche in my life. So there's a lot of preparation that goes into this stuff behind the scenes that you never think about when you're sitting at a restaurant.
So it was you and Posehn, who's a great weirdo. Robin
great
Givens. Posehn is. Have you heard Posehn's metal record with Scotty and all the guys from?
Yes.
Oh, it's so good.
Well, Brian, he's great.
He's a giant. He's a tall guy.
He's a big guy, and I'm wondering, why is he not playing more oafs in a lot of, like, Viking movies?
Yes, exactly. How was he as a cook, by the way?
He was really nervous. He was really nervous, and as anybody who's watched the show now sees, he was the first one to be, you know, let go from the show, and he was actually relieved. He said to me afterwards, he goes, man, I just really want to go home. This is too intense.
And what about Robin Givens is also on there? I wouldn't have thought, you know, she's a beautiful, gifted actress. I would think that she would either have people cooking for her, eating out most times, or was she a natural, a mom, a cook?
She, you know, and I didn't make any, hey, are you going to bite that ear of corn? You know, I didn't make any of those jokes.
Right.
I held back, but she was lovely. That was the first time I met her, and she was so lovely and just so smart and, you know, sensitive, cool, really nice lady.
Yeah. Yeah. What a bunch of weird people. That's a great idea. Coulier Poussin, who's relatively unknown in most circles, but he's a great comedian and a big metalhead. And he, like I said, he just had his new record come out. And Robin Givens, Mike Tyson's ex. That's just a crazy bunch of people to stick together. But everybody got along okay. No big drama on the Food Network?
Not really. It kind of reminded me back when I did the Surreal Life with Flavor Flav.
Yeah. Have you what?
It was kind of that kind of a mix of, you know, Sonia Morgan from, you know, Housewives of New York. She's just wonderfully nuts.
Oh, you're breaking up on me. I lost. That? There you go. Dave, your phone's breaking up.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, man.
So Sonia Morgan is wonderfully nuts, and Johnny Bananas is like being next to the Tasmanian devil, who's wielding a knife at the same time, and I'm just like, man, I do not want to be here.
Mm. So this whole thing, by the way, Sundays, 8 o'clock on Food Network, Worst Cooks in America, Worst Celebrity Cooks in America. You're playing for $25,000. What's your charity?
My charity was Children's Hospital of Michigan.
Nice.
And I've done a lot of work with those kids. Well, not work. I've visited those kids over the years with the Red Wings.
Speaking of Michigan, because I know that you guys have moved there, and you're still working on your new house, aren't you? Or are you done with it? Oh, I lost him.
Yeah. Are you okay?
There you go. Now I got you back.
Yes. Yeah, sorry. I'm really close to Canada, and I think the Canadians are pilfering my selfish.
You would not have been proud of me. I almost got arrested going into Windsor, Canada this year. I forgot I had drugs in a bag.
Oh, man. That's...
Yeah. The drug dog actually hit on the wrong bag, and it it was my girlfriend's, and she's got to look like, I don't know why your dog would do that. And the whole time I'm thinking, Jesus Christ, this is going to go bad. And then we zipped through, and then I had to tell her I'd forgotten that something was in the bag. But yeah, the Windsor Canadian police almost got me with their drug dog in December or January of this year. So you were talking about Windsor. By the way, it was great. It was fun to go through that tunnel underneath the river. And now it reminds me, because you're in Michigan. So it's pretty weird there. It's been pretty over the top. How's it felt for you and your family? Everybody's okay?
We're okay. The coronavirus thing, you know, hits here pretty hard. And we're on the water here. There's actually a canal system behind our house where people keep their boats. And we flooded 2 days ago. The water was coming up to our porch. Mm. And it's subsided, but I'll tell you what, I put the SOS out, I woke up, grabbed my cup of coffee, looked in the backyard, and went, uh-oh, this ain't good. And so I put the SOS out to a bunch of Detroit Red Wing hockey alumni guys, and I'm not kidding, within a half hour, five guys showed up, five mammoths, and they just started hauling sandbags, and we piled sandbags all around my house. So it was pretty nasty. We had sump pumps going, and you know, we've had dams break north of us here, so it's a lot of water, and we're just kind of our fingers crossed that it goes down because people are losing homes.
Oh, that's awful, man. And that's, you know, and people don't, you know, consider what it takes. You have to do it yourself. I mean, the fact that you've got great friends and the fact that you had the knowledge and the wherewithal to know, hey, man, I've got to create a barrier between me and this water and try to get it to move past at the very least. You know, nothing will stay watertight. But if you can get the majority of the water to move past, you can save your house like that.
Yeah, we were kind of on the bad end of a nasty physics equation because there's just too much volume coming in and it goes over the seawall and it's just, you can only try and divert it back, but yeah, there's just more coming.
Do you have any equipment at all? Do you have any heavy equipment? Do you have a skid steer or anything?
I didn't on this piece of property, but my property where the tractor, I've got a Kubota 2650 with a backhoe on it. I wish I could have gotten that over here because it would have been a big help, but my property was too muddy to get in with the truck and the trailer and get it out of there. Dude, so we did everything by hand.
Good for
Went
you,
to the
man.
Fire department, scooping sandbags and hauling them over here in our trucks.
Dude, there's nothing like having real friends who show up and at the time you need them the absolute most.
Yeah, and they're hockey players. You know how much beer it cost me?
I'm aware of this game. I assure you. When your friends come over to help you do free labor and you realize if I had just hired a different crew, it would have cost me half as much in beer and food, whiskey, and damage. Yeah.
Guys were telling me, I've been farting your pizza for 3 days.
It's the best. Well, man, so what are they, by the way, what's the and I know it's a weird subject, but what's the weather say, man? Do they say there's more coming in, or are you going to keep that property safe?
We got thunderstorms coming, so everybody's kind of got their pulse to the, you know, the weather reports. The water has subsided about 3 inches, but the Army Corps of Engineers here says it might be coming up another 6 or 8 inches by the end of June. So we've got pumps going and sandbagged, and I'm going to get the tractor in here in the next day or two, and I'm going to start digging some French drains.
Yep.
And then we put our sump pumps in the French drains, and it just kind of pumps it out as fast as possible.
Yeah, and this is, again, it's such an odd radio conversation, but it's I think it might be a good way, is you know what they call dry wells? They'll dig a giant hole and put the pumps in the bottom so the water automatically goes to that hole, and then it pumps it away. Basically, you're just putting an underground swimming pool in there.
Yeah, we had one. They put one in our driveway yesterday, so they had large equipment out here. Taking the old one out because it was too high and it wasn't draining properly. So there was equipment over here yesterday, emergency crews doing cement and putting pipes in and storm drains. And yeah, it's going on here. You know,
people are
working as fast as they can.
I have some friends up there. If you, in all seriousness, Dave, if you want me to reach out, I could probably round you up some equipment.
Thanks. I've got a tractor which fits into the backyard here. So it's the width of it and the girth is perfect size. So I'm going to go grab that. But I appreciate that so much.
Well, reach out to me if you need anything, because I can. I've got a couple good friends there who've got great connections. I probably could if necessary.
Thank you. Hey, have you got a flamethrower? Do you know anybody?
I can overnight you one.
I need one.
It flooded one time by my house because we got the Kansas River just behind my house, and then there's some a couple tributaries, like the call, or there's another tributary that goes into it, and I wanted to see the flooding, so I just drove down about a half a mile towards this little park with a big running trail, and they had the gate closed, so I hopped over and just walked down. I was looking at how crazy it was. The water was so far out of the banks, and I'm like, man, what's the grass doing? Is it eroding right here? Until I realized there was about 30 giant snakes coming at me that had been run out of some kind of a hole or some area, and they were literally just ahead of the water going, and I mean, I moonwalked, backflipped over into my car, screamed like a girl, rolled the windows up, and gripped the steering wheel watching them. It was goddamn scary to watch that stuff come out.
Yeah, I would. I'd run into the house and put a diaper on right away.
It was terrifying, man. Yeah, it's
terrifying.
Well, dude, be safe. Be safe, and everybody, don't forget Worst Celebrity Cooks in America Sundays 8 o'clock Food Network. But above all, man, save the house and just you know the drill. Nothing that can't be replaced. Just grab all the stuff you love, the stuff that, you know, memories, and get them safe, and then just make sure you and your family are safe.
So grab your wiener and run.
That's right. That's right. Grab what means the most. All right, brother. Listen, it's good to hear your voice, man. I hope now I'm going to worry about you and watch the weather up in Michigan. Thanks for giving me something to do over Memorial weekend.
There you go, man. Just watch that NOAA report, and you'll see what's happening with us. Hey, just real quickly, Fuller House, second half.
Oh, yes. I'm so sorry.
Season 5 premiering June 2 on Netflix.
That's right. Season 5, June 2nd, Netflix. And it was the biggest show they'd ever had up until that point. And now I think it's going to get even bigger because now it's become natural for the rest of America to watch Netflix. So the viewership is so much increased.
Yeah, we did so well that they canceled us.
Did they?
Yeah, we did. The whole MO with Netflix now is 5 seasons and you're done. That's all we want. We just want 5 seasons.
Wow.
So we're done, but it was fun. I got to direct a bunch of them, and I directed some in this, in the premiere that's happening June 2nd. So, and I'm in some of them. So, it's bittersweet, but we love our fans.
Well, look, if nobody's going past 5 seasons, then I'd say that's not canceled. That's just the way that it runs its course, man. People still want it. It'll end up somewhere, and the next thing you do will end up on Netflix. I guarantee you, you're already knee-deep into something else those guys are looking at.
Well, we'll do Fullest House where me, Saget, and Stamos are in a geriatric ward. We're just on gurneys. Hey, Jesse, cut it out. I already did, Joey.
How are those boys holding up, man? I've texted back and forth with Bob a little bit, but I assume Stamos, is he in New York or is he in L.A.?
Everybody's in L.A., and, we're family, and we all got the news about Lauren yesterday, who, is part of our family, and it's looked like it's coming to some resolve, and we've been behind her the whole time, and it was a sad thing that happened, and mistakes were made, but it looks like at least there's going to be some peace here, and everybody can move on.
I hope so, man. Look, all my love, my friend, and again, if you need something, all you have to do is just reach out, text me anything, and I'll do my best.
Thank you, brother. I love you, and have a great weekend, you and all your listeners, man. Always love coming on.
Great day, Coulier. Don't forget, man, Fuller House, Season 5, the last June 2nd on Netflix, and then on Sunday, 8 o'clock on Food Network, Worst Celebrity Cooks in America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.